Eurozone finance ministers have agreed on a 10 billion euro bailout package for Cyprus to save the country from bankruptcy. But as Nathan Morley reports from Nicosia, the terms of the bailout are harsh for the small Mediterranean island.
People in Cyprus are waking up to the news that they're poorer this Saturday. Cyprus will receive a bailout worth 10 billion euros, but EU leaders have demanded that bank depositors forfeit some money to stave off bankruptcy, despite the risks of a wider run on the banks. Cyprus will now take immediate steps to prevent electronic money transfers. This means that savers in Cyprus, almost half of whom are believed to be non-resident Russians, will have to pay up to 10% of their deposits to raise almost 6 billion euros. The levy on bank deposits will come into force on Tuesday after a bank holiday on Monday. The Minister of Finance, Michalis Saris, said he wished he was not the minister who would have to do this. Olli Rehn is the EU Finance Minister.
The Commission has always been very clear that Cyprus is of systemic relevance to the euro area. Not to provide assistance to Cyprus would have posed the risk of undoing the progress that has been painstakingly made over the past year.
Christine Lagarde is the head of the IMF.
And I'm certainly considering proposing a contribution by our institution to the financing of this package.
Jörg Amerson from the European Central Bank says the deal will safeguard the stability of the euro.
The programme is the best way to safeguard financial stability in Cyprus and in the euro area as a whole.
The new president of Cyprus, Nikos Anastasiadis, had said prior to the Eurogroup meeting that the island was not looking for preferential treatment. They certainly didn't get it. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley in Nicosia.